702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
So let's turn our attention then to the question of immigration. It's a subject that's come up in a number of fora. Earlier this week, Isaac Smit, CEO of the Professional Provident Society, which is a mutual financial services provider that offers insurance and other products to graduate professionals, raised the question of the exodus of South Africa's most skilled workers. And to talk about this, we are joined by Isaac Smit. Mr. Smit, welcome and thanks very much for your time. You've got data based on the services that you provide that tell us what exactly. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon. Yes, yeah. Look, the PPS, Professional Provident Society, our members are all professionals, so well qualified, as you have said. Yeah, look, the data, we track when members leave us, either on the life insurance side, or we also provide the administration services for ProfMed. Mm-hmm. And we are always very interested in why members leave us, and one of it is immigration. And our statistics show that 1 in 5, 1 in 4, thereabouts, you know, between 20% and 25% do cite immigration as a reason for going off as a member of PPS.
Do you get any more data? I mean, do people express reasons? I'm not sure how far you drill in your surveys.
No, we don't ask. We don't go deeper. One can obviously speculate. But maybe the one thing, yeah, it's not always for negative reasons necessarily. Sometimes, yes, especially the youngsters would go for experience. Often a lot of them come back, we must add, as well. So it's not only one-way traffic. A lot of professionals do come back. Sometimes it's just, you know, a career. These days, you know, many professionals, geography becomes less important. They can practice from wherever, and the world is their oyster. So, sometimes it's also for very good reasons, not necessarily walking away from something and all the issues in South Africa.
Mr. Smit, do you have a sense as to whether those jobs and functions get lost? Because South Africa is also a destination for people wanting to live here. And I'm wondering if, let's say, I'll just take for the sake of argument, 5 chartered accountants leave. Do we leave do we lose 5 CA jobs, or are those jobs filled by perhaps people who might have trained in Nigeria or Norway?
Yeah. As I say, there's also people coming back and coming in, but the bad thing about a professional leaving is not only that job that you lose.
Right.
Remember, professionals create jobs. You know, all of us, you know, or most of us create jobs. For example, somebody working in the garden, helping at home, you know, they are those kind of jobs. But what it also, every professional, you pay a bit of a mechanic salary, you pay a bit of a dentist salary, you pay a bit of, there's so many service providers and
right.
So on. And you add all of that up. I mean, it has got a bit of a multiplier effect. So, yeah, we should be sad about every professional that actually leaves the country, because apart from the tax that they contribute, there's so many other jobs that they actually create, you know. So that is the sad part of it.
And do we know what it costs, what we're losing in terms of money invested? I mean, look, as you rightly point out, people do spread their wings, stretch their legs and go to other places to get experience, perhaps working in a different medical system or a financial sector opportunity comes up in Switzerland or wherever. Nevertheless, these are skills, if we lose them completely, is money that we've invested in the university education, because taxpayers do fund the tertiary education system. How do we go about quantifying that? I mean, can we confidently say, well, we're at the same time getting the benefits of other countries' investments?
Yeah, no, that is a that is a job for a good economist.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously our view of the world is a bit that we see from our own members, you know, and our own statistics, members leaving. But yeah, you're quite right. There's also that bit of a taxpayer that has paid for a education or to train somebody.
Right.
And then if that person leaves the country and never comes back, you know, that is a loss. And you've mentioned also investments. Look, most of us, I mean, professionals for that matter, can invest overseas. So there's capital, but that person stay in South Africa, but obviously, you know, with the limits of what you can take offshore right. These days for the average individual. I mean, exchange control doesn't impact that much more. It's more than 10 million that we can take out annually.
Right.
Is that bit up? But what we are talking here, obviously, is those skills, that job creation, that tax base that then goes elsewhere.
And just finally, you quoted in Business Day as saying that while we are benefiting from however long this particular commodity boom lasts, we should be investing much more in our people. Say a little bit more about what you mean by that.
Yeah, so people say, look, man, we're currently benefiting from a bit of a commodity boom out there. That's very positive for the country. Our balance of payments are looking good. But we must just know that commodity cycles come and go. You know, that's not going to last forever.
Yes.
And I think the real, what you should get more excited about is your people than necessarily commodity. I mean, if you look at the developed world, I can only think of about three countries that amongst the top developed countries in the world that are kind of traditionally considered commodity exporters. It's Australia, it's Canada,
yes.
Maybe arguably a country like Norway. All the others, I mean, they are very rich countries, but it is because of the human capital. It is, and that is what you really want to invest in, because your human capital don't come and go as cycles go. I mean, that's the people in the country that's going to create wealth for you.
Thanks very much. Isaac Smit, CEO of PPS.